never pulled before she even signed on.
What was my invite to the birthday party?
What birthday party?
Ignorant Noodle.
I wasn't even there, so
you mean when it was just me and a cake?
I wasn't even there. I've seen other people in that video.
Yeah, I did too.
What video?
That you posted on the internet.
It was like you and two other. In the screen cap or whatever, it was you and two other people, mm-hmm. and then you put the picture of you and the cake, and the shit annoyed me because it was 10 instead of 10. All letters being capitalized.
Yeah, I seen that too. I was like, I'm quite sure. I told you. All right, whatever. But nah, I wasn't no party. Oh. Like that wasn't a party. It was just me and the cake. That's what I'm like. What party? I might have posted a different video along with it.
Yeah.
Okay. But nah.
I was gonna say that's crazy.
I dead ass picked up the cake and it was just me.
I really had to go back and was like, is this not Ignorant Noodle? Like,
I wasn't even there, so.
Now I'm really confused. What video did I? What? No. Was it That was what. That's when I was in Houston. Oh. That's when we was recording the show because it was D Smurf and Fred. Alright, there we go. Now I remember. I was like, what video y'all talk about? But nah, yeah, that was just because they randomly started praising me. Did I tell you why I started that video? I probably didn't tell her. Did I tell you?
No.
So. Smurf is getting married.
Mm-hmm.
And welcome back to the show. I'm your boy Dre, whatever. This nigga, you call him whatever you want. Smurf was getting married and he had just told D, he was like, oh, he's like, man, I'm so glad that I got to see y'all, see my boys again. But he said, it's been so long since we've seen each other. But, you know, the next time we was going to see each other was going to be at the wedding. And D was like, oh, shit, can I come to the wedding? He was like, it'd be weird for one of my groomsmen to not be at the wedding. And D was like, I'm a groomsman? He was like, yeah, nigga, why wouldn't you be a groomsman? So D started to cry. So I pulled out the camera to record that. And when I pulled out the camera, they immediately switched over to, see, none of this would be possible without Dre. I'm like, whoa, what the fuck? No, this is not what I pulled out this camera for. And then they just started, I was like, all right, I'll just use that for something.
So The real pressing question is there any more cake?
It's in the freezer.
Okay.
Yeah. I was gonna invite you over, but I was like, that nigga's schedule. I don't know when he gonna get here. But yeah, it's in the freezer because Destiny wanted a slice, so I got half and it tossed in the freezer. So when she get here, you can come back.
I was about to say, damn, she don't come back. She ain't gonna be here for another 2 weeks. But then I was like, no, she coming here like next week.
Yeah, next Wednesday. Or this Wednesday. Yeah,
that cake gonna be frostburger.
No, not. Okay. It's sitting there next to the shrimp.
Oh, gross.
That's right.
Listen, them pictures of shrimp was so hard to take, not because pictures are hard to take, but because they gave me a block of shrimp.
Now, when you say shrimp, are you using that as a euphemism for your dick?
I said shrimp, not plankton, brother.
Damn. It's so hard to be chum.
Real hard.
Is it? Is it really? Is it really hard? How hard?
How hard is it? It's harder than telling a Jess Hilarious joke.
Name them.
That's crazy. That is hard.
But anywho, nigga, back to the shrimp. They give you a block of it.
Yeah, they give you because I guess the way they do it, they get all the shrimp and they put it. I don't know what they use to shape it, but they put it like in a block, like in a square. They fill it with water and then they freeze it. So when you get it, you dead ass get like a huge ice cube full of shrimp. Now imagine trying to thaw out a block of ice just to get a little bit of shrimp. Because you don't want to thaw all of it. Because now you're just fucking up the shrimp. So I'm like trying to thaw it enough so I can like peel off some shrimp without damaging the shrimp.
Nigga.
Without getting a bunch of shrimp because you don't want to waste all the shrimp. And then like refreezing it.
Nigga, do you know how long it takes to unthaw just like a little small pack of ground beef?
Mm-hmm.
So I can only imagine how long it took you to do that.
I would wake up at like 7 a.m., pull them out. But now you don't want it dripping everywhere. Because of the packaging, it's not like a resealable bag. So I had to cut a hole in it. But then when you thaw it out, the water pools on the bottom because that's where the heat is. So after the first time I did it, I'm like, damn. Now I got to flip this bitch over to where all the water that was on the top that was originally thawed,
mm-hmm.
I got to use that again. So I got to thaw it out. So after I cut it, I had to refreeze it. So now I have to thaw it out this way. try and put some of the water back into the thing before I freeze it. Flip it back over and then freeze it so it's not just sitting upside down while nigga. That was some work. I'm so glad that I only had to do one reshoot.
So, first of all, how many shrimp come in a box?
It was by the pound, so it's like a good 50 to 100 each box. And then they got the small ones, like the medium ones, and then they have like the large ones head off, and then they got like another one head on. But I think they sell more. It's just what you order. But yeah, I did them picks, and I tried to do like basic, because they just want to show that the shrimp are good, they're clean, whatever. I did that. Then I was like, nah, we want it to look like pizzazz, like show us something. I said, damn, I thought this was just proven quality of shrimp. Ain't no, I bet. Nigga, I made a shrimp chariot. I took like a little container of tartar sauce. I put I got some tartar sauce from Sharks. Mm-hmm. Dumped that into one of the sauce, the little dipping things that I stole from a restaurant. Mm-hmm. Then I took the big ass headless shrimp and I stuck it beside it so that bitch looked like a fucking chariot. And I put some lemons behind it. And I took that picture and I said, this is the dumbest shit I've ever done. I'm really just, because it's like, bro, they want something, but what the fuck can I do with like a little bit of shrimp? I was like, I need to give them something. Nigga, I did them reshoots. They saw it and they said, yes, thank you.
You know what's crazy?
What?
We just did a whole commercial off the top, off the dome.
Nigga.
Mm-hmm. Off the dome.
Oh, we never said their name. Check coming soon. But I did get paid in shrimp, so when I get the okay that they don't want that shrimp back, not the one I used. I made a sandwich out of that.
What are they gonna do with that?
I'm talking about the extra box because they said I get to keep one box. So I'm gonna get the fancy ones. But when I get them the rest of that back, po' boy's coming soon.
Now, when you say the fancy ones, I know you're not talking about the head on.
I mean, it was the whole shrimp with the head off.
You get on my fucking head.
You said what?
Nothing. She said it was nasty. The head on ones.
Well, you ain't supposed to eat it with the. You supposed it's just for presentation. You're supposed to take them off.
Take it off.
What I'm saying, there's something.
A little bit of meat in there, you know, a little bit of meat, and then
familiar.
And then you make stock.
Yeah, you probably should use the head for the stock. You don't make stock. You probably use it, but I don't think you've made it.
I know how to make it. I'm not making my own. You know, it's just some shit that I don't want to.
I said I was going to make my own stock one time.
Hell no.
And the only reason I said I was going to do it is because I wanted to practice my knife skills on breaking down a chicken. But then I saw a chicken. I said,
no.
I said, you know what? I'm not getting graded on this shit no more. I'm not doing that.
I'm all about the luxury. Give me all my shit.
Yeah, give me the nigga. Have you ever not known some shit? And you kind of wasted money because of your ignorance, not because anybody fucked you over. So I bought stock, and I don't know why. I don't think I've ever bought stock before. I've never paid attention to it. I opened that bitch, and the inside seal was already poked in. Mm-hmm. So I said, who the fuck opened the stock and left it in the cabinet? This shit nasty. Poured that bitch out. So I grabbed the other box, opened it. Shit was poked in again. I said, yo, what the fuck? So this one I was living with, my exes. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, these dumb motherfuckers, yo, wasting my... Poured that shit out. And then it wasn't until I went to the store to get some more, opened and I saw that bitch, and I was like, I wasted two things of stock because I just didn't know that these bitches already come poked open. I said, who does that? Who has a thing that's like, don't open if seal is broken? And then as soon as you open it, the seal on the physical inside is already broken. That's something like, damn, like...
They paying me.
So I'm just sitting there like, damn. It made me think like, damn, have I never really paid attention to it? Have I always just opened it and poured that bitch and then think about it? But yeah, I lost like $10 that day.
Okay.
Technically 20 because I poured out $10 and then I bought 10 more.
Okay. So I have a question for you two guys. If you're supposed to be somewhere at 11 a.m., what time do you leave your house?
Preferably like 10:30 to 10:45 to account for traffic.
I'm just going to where I'm going.
Okay. I'm just trying to figure it out because, you know, nobody's respecting my time. Nobody know what I got to do after this. But every single week, somebody... Actually, no. You too, nigga, because I got here at 10:45 and you was butt-ass naked.
That's crazy because...
Nigga, I live here.
So? I have two jobs and still come.
Which job did you come from today?
Neither.
When the last time you came to work?
Any other day, I would be having to go to work at 12 and wouldn't even been able to be here today. So let's be appreciative of the time that I
You ain't been to work since what? Yesterday at 8 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
So what?
Shawty had 27 hours to be ready. Wasn't ready. That's
crazy.
Mm-hmm. Clocking your time.
I mean, y'all did it just fine without me last week. If this is gonna be a problem, I think y'all.
Did you watch the episode?
I didn't.
Cause I slandered, like we slandered the shit out of you.
That's fine.
And I was gonna use that. I was like, but I can't do because 2 weeks in a row slandering Tati.
Shit to do.
Tati,
how did it go? How did the notary class go?
It was stupid. And you can only charge people $2.
What?
To notarize them. So I'm paying $50 for an application. I'm paying $30 to get a seal. I have to get like a little thing to track everybody. Yet I can only charge you in the state of Georgia up to $2 to notarize your stuff.
I mean, I get it. I understand because you're not doing shit. You're just doing stamping. That. You're technically just sitting there listening or watching and then stamping it. But it's like, yeah, charging somebody $100 to be like, you can only charge niggas $2.
Yeah.
So that means you don't make a profit until 50 niggas.
Right.
And notary's not a job you can just openly.
I'm
just
saying, right. You gotta know 50 niggas. Like, I don't know 50 niggas down here. I'm not even from here. I know but like also, five.
It can't even be shit that involves you.
Right.
So if you need something notarized, you gotta go find another nigga.
And pay them the same $2.
That's probably the only benefit. Like, cause you know that nigga's not gonna be like, nah, you know, don't even worry about it. Like, you ain't got, no, nigga, I need my $2, so I know you need your $2.
Right.
Run them.
And so, yeah, that's Georgia.
But that's good. That means I'm going to keep Tati on hand. I'm going to get you paid.
To be a notary?
I've needed a notary for many things.
Oh.
It was Desmond, but I don't know if I'm remembering wrong, and that nigga was never a notary, or he just stopped being a notary.
Nigga just stamping shit because
I'm asking that nigga to notarize some shit, and he was just like, I don't do that. I'm like, nigga, didn't you used to be a notary? He was like, huh? But he's never said no, so I'm like, nigga, was you a notary? Because I know he's a... Do accountants have to be notaries?
Nigga, the hell if I know?
I be knowing some niggas in some very important places.
Well, my auntie worked at a bank, and she was a notary. But she wasn't an accountant. She was just
Accountant. He worked for a science company. When I found out where that nigga worked, I was like, man, what the fuck?
So, that nigga had, at one point in time...
I applied as a janitor at his building.
I had applied to work there too, but I was like, oh, fuck no.
Yeah. Because I thought, when I first found out, I was like, oh, okay, he works for, you know, these people, whatever. And then I found out where he worked at, and I was like, heart research?
Mm-mm.
It was like a patch that can like fix a hole in the heart and keep it pumping and shit. I said, what the fuck you doing there? I said, you don't know shit about hearts? He said, nigga, I'm the accountant. I don't give a fuck what they do. I just count the money. But that nigga paid. That nigga house nice. I be in that bitch fucking around. He got a, what was it, Alexa? No, he ain't got Alexa. He got the other one. It's just Google. But he can like turn on lights, turn off lights and shit.
Oh, hey, yeah, he got a smart house.
I just be in his house yelling out shit. He be like, Drake, shut the fuck up. I'm like, nah, man, this shit is cool.
Alexa does do that though.
Yeah, that's the thing. That's what it was. I spent 10 minutes screaming Alexa and random commands. And that nigga just looked at me and said, he said,
that shit ain't gonna work.
He said, nigga, why you keep yelling Alexa? I said, this bitch ain't listening. That's why I'm yelling. He said, nigga, I ain't got no fucking Alexa. I said, uh-huh, nigga, I didn't see you do it before. He said, hey, Google. And it was like, yes. Turn on the kitchen lights. I said, bitch, you could have told me your name was Google. I thought your name was Alexa. He said, nigga, get the fuck out of my house. But that nigga got terrible snacks. I'd be blaming on him marrying a white woman. That nigga has no snacks. Like, none.
No Little Debbie's?
Nigga, your version of a snack is string cheese.
Hey, not too much. I just ate some on my way here.
How you eat your string cheese?
What do you mean?
How do you eat your string cheese?
That was not the peelable ones. The
peel
one
it with the peelable paper and eat it out the thing.
So, but you know, it's the one that they got like the little you can peel them down or whatever.
That stupid shit.
Right, honestly, because it's annoying as fuck. But your one, two, your shit was not the peelable ones.
Don't make me get the fuck up in the middle of this podcast.
Go ahead.
That shit is very peelable, Tati. This nigga's just a monster.
Go get it.
This nigga ate that bitch in 3 bites.
This shit was like this big. Go get
now
it.
Now you pissing me off. I hope the cameras keep recording me.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. What you got to do after
fuck
this?
Fuck these niggas.
Give me something to eat.
Nah,
man.
Fuck your conversation.
I've been thinking about what I've been nigga got paid yesterday too. I was like, I haven't treated myself in a long time.
And you should. I just came from getting my oil change. Not really a treat, but
shit, that's something you gotta do. I had been that shit last week too. I was mad as hell.
One thing I hate is the fact that so many people look at
this is small as hell.
Okay.
You know what? When I'm talking shit.
How big is y'all cheese? Hold on, let me see that. Put it on camera.
That might be the one I got. So that's only 3 bites.
Look at this. Look at that.
That is 3 bites.
That's a grown man hand.
Got a camera too.
That ain't no grown man hand.
That's camera two.
This a grown man hand, okay? Look at that. Look at all that space. Two. I want you to peel that bitch. Peel it. Peel them down.
That should pay for the day, Tati. Enjoy that.
That's crazy. I have a whole pack at home.
Damn. You're balling, ain't you?
No, not really.
Look, I'm just, if you're going to eat cheese, y'all need to get them little cheese wheels. Them little
what do you mean?
Them baby cows or whatever. They be in like that red wax.
I know what you're talking about.
No, nigga. You supposed to peel it all the way down, not just pick it.
That's not how you do.
Oh my! You just pissed me off so fucking bad, man. That is not how you do that.
This ain't the string and the cheese.
That's not how you do that, though.
How you do it?
You're supposed to take it from.
Hold on, like.
Okay. So you take it out, and if this was the peelable ones.
Oh shit! Come on, fat Jamaican fingers. No, your white woman be screaming. Nigga, are you pulling from the right end?
Shit.
Remember last week you was talking about putting it in the ass. That ain't how you're supposed to do the string cheese.
You know, when niggas was talking about they were going to be eating food out of their woman's ass, that was something I could never get with, bro. Because that ain't going to shit make me mad. All right, so if this was the peelable kind, you would take it from the side. Oh, shit. Damn, this too big. See, exactly.
You mean the same way I've been peeling this shit in your face this whole time?
No, so it's supposed to be like a little smaller serving, and you go all the way down like this.
I hate this.
Got no flavor either, but you know.
That's because these bitches been sitting in my freezer for so long. I think the moisture got reintroduced to them.
Why are you putting string cheese in the freezer? Like,
because I had a shitload of string cheese, and I was gonna use it to make mozzarella sticks. But I just never made mozzarella sticks. Then my fat ass Jamaican homeboy kept coming over and pulling them bitches out the refrigerator. So then I just said, fuck it, I'll just leave that for him.
Nigga, I bet this is the same string cheese that I've been sitting in your damn refrigerator since the theaters.
No. I bought it on the same day. These were the ones in the freezer while you were eating the ones in the refrigerator.
Okay. We haven't done theater in like 2 years.
Yeah, these are expired.
They were frozen.
They are. They are. They
were frozen.
It literally said November 11, 22.
Come on. I told you, nigga.
I told you. Those are the same ones that's been in the freezer.
You can't freeze everything.
Yes, the fuck you can.
No, you can't.
Yes, you can.
At a certain point, you have to throw it out.
Shit.
This shit has no flavor.
And you ain't died yet, nigga.
None.
You know what some shit that I found out expires that I don't think people know because it's just impossible to keep it that long? Cereal. You ever had like expired cereal?
Yes.
You remember, you were a military brat. You remember case lot sales? I forgot you worked at the commissary. Of course you know case lot sales. Mama bought a bunch of that shit in Germany. So much that we brought that shit back to America. Nigga, you don't know confusion until you 11 years old. You open up some Fruity Loops. Fruit Loops, not the Fruity Loops. Fruit Loops. And them bitches ashy.
I'm not here to judge. Look, we done all been broke before. We done all had some
cereal. But I open them bitches up, and I'm sure like, oh, they must have got like a lot of sugar on them. They're extra white. Nigga, I pour that milk, and I bit it. I said, Mama, you can't. We got to throw the cereal out. She ain't believe me. She opened up some Corn Pops. Them bitches was ashy.
First of all.
She is. Oh, okay. Andre, go downstairs. Get rid of all the cereal.
First of all, Corn Pops is one of the worst cereal ever. But two,
You gonna stop disrespecting my mama in my house, man.
And two, a couple years ago, back at one of my old jobs for Employee Appreciation Day, this lady had came and brought like a whole bunch of her shit from her pantry that she didn't want. And I was like, well, you know what? Fuck, I hate to be rude. Let me go ahead and just get a bag of chips. I got the motherfucking Cheetos. Them shits was expired. It was like the dust was coming off of them shits. I was like, now why the fuck would you do this?
Hey, that's the most disrespectful part about canned food drives. Niggas never give real food. It's always the shit they don't want or shit that's expired. Mm-hmm. That's why when they be taking the kettle,
all they damn this. Also, why are y'all giving out like canned goods, but y'all are not putting can openers in with the goods?
Oh, they just be handing it to homeless niggas with no can opener. What are they gonna do with this?
Like, how are they gonna get it open?
Who was the other one when Thanksgiving? They would give a nigga
a frozen turkey.
Yeah, no. This ain't for homeless niggas. This is just for poor niggas. Because you are banking on the fact that they got... Basically, you are giving these people a turkey and hoping that's their pay to get into a home. Like, hey, I pull up Thanksgiving, I got a turkey. I do that. If I ain't have a stove, I'd bring a turkey to your house.
I don't want no turkey from that homeless man.
Well, hopefully it's somebody you know. It's not just a random homeless person.
I mean, it's got like three layers of protection over it.
Just be homeless.
You say you don't know anybody that would be homeless.
I don't think I would let somebody I know just be homeless.
I mean, realistically speaking, we all one check away. bro, you still eating that? You still eating that damn
y'all
cheese,
gonna be
bro?
Sick as hell.
Y'all gonna be sick as hell when I'm just fine after this.
I mean, I've had two. I've continually been eating them. That never happened to me. But yeah, those chips are expired. Uh-huh. They have no flavor. And it took you almost 15 minutes to eat that a block of cheese this big.
That you keep stringing when you couldn't
exactly.
Eat it.
Because I'm not about to bite that motherfucker like this weirdo over here. Also, this is going to be the social media clip. Us arguing about string cheese.
It ain't nothing to argue. Like, I automatically won when we found out the shit was expired. Actually, no. I automatically won when I found out this was the string cheese from the Ignorant Theater days. We ain't did that shit in like 2 years.
Just remember, this is the same shit you was eating when we was watching Harlem.
Ooh, that shit pissed me off. That shit come back for season 3, but that show pissed me off so fucking bad, man.
I'm talking about Tyler, what's his face?
Lepsy? Is it Lepsy?
The light-skinned nigga? Mm-hmm. Sure. That nigga and his fine-ass for real girlfriend...
That surely is, yeah. That surely is. One of the OG Instagram hoes.
Okay, dang. Not too much on my girl. Lepley, Tyler Lepley.
Wow. I don't know this nigga. I know him as Diamond from...
He was on a lot of Tyler Perry shit before then.
Yeah, well, I'm straight, so I've never seen him in any of that.
Before Tyler Perry started being gay. Because did y'all see Mia Culpa yet?
Yeah. Hold up. That nigga been in Tyler Perry plays since 1987.
Damn.
I did see it. It was also one of the stupidest movies I've ever seen.
You ain't like Shavonte Rose butt naked in paint stirring up that yeast infection?
Then two, anybody who actively uses Facebook, this movie was for them.
Yeah.
Okay. But
not too much on Tati.
I don't use Facebook, motherfucker.
but what were your thoughts on it?
I hated it.
Okay.
It started out good, and it could have been good.
It could, but
as soon as he said, "I need to go dance," and he said, "I need to go dance." She was like, "You shouldn't be going out. It's too much going on." They go to a fucking, I can't say swingers club.
No, it was like a sex club.
It was like a sex club. So some people were dancing, some were on the side hunching, butt ass naked.
It was so fucking stupid.
And she
man.
Follows him to the place. It was very stupid.
It'd be like anytime you watch a Tyler Perry movie, it'd be good for like the first 30 minutes.
And then this nigga just be like,
how can I fuck this up?
Okay, I got a question. Mm-hmm. Now, Tati is gay and a woman.
I'm not gay.
Tati's gay and a woman. Why are you watching this?
First off, we didn't know it was going to be gay. It's Kelly Rowland.
It's Tyler Perry. So please, gay woman, keep your representation over there. Where were you watching this?
So because I hate Tyler Perry so much, I'm hate watching. I've hate watched literally everything. Everything except for them Boo Madea shit. Anything. I hate watched everything except for the Madea shits.
Yeah.
But let me see. The Family That Prayed, that was actually pretty good.
That's his best movie.
It is.
I heard somebody say that the only reason that movie was good is because Kathy Bates ain't signing up for bullshit.
Well, that's not necessarily true.
That's
but,
probably how he got
him. Twice your Larry the Cable Guy was in that movie, right?
No.
Hell no. He was in one of the movies.
Yeah.
In one of his dumb movies.
It was one of his serious ones.
No, he was in Madea Christmas, right?
I mean, I'm sure he's done the dumb movie,
anything
but I'm saying.
With Madea is.
But I'm saying Larry has done one of his serious movies.
Oh, I ain't seen that one.
Because I think they used his real name in the credits. He wasn't credited as Larry the Cable Guy.
Okay, I know he did Madea Christmas, and that was okay. But like I said, anything with Madea,
yeah,
it's not the best. Like some of the
it's like they said,
it doesn't have Madea, so
this,
we didn't.
This wonderful theater play.
Yeah.
Let's put all the money into making it bullshit. Because even the plays were better than the movies that he renamed after them.
I never particularly cared for the plays.
The Temptation was good.
That was okay. What the shit is? Acrimony. That was awful.
I hated the ending.
I heard people said it was enjoyable until the ending, and then it just.
Stupid. What's that new shit he got? The Jazzman Legacy or whatever.
Jazzman Blues.
Yeah, that's what it is.
I haven't heard anybody.
When I tell you, I called that shit from the beginning on what this was.
That's your talent. For a nigga that don't write shit, you be guessing everything.
I wasn't gonna guess that because that shit turned into a thriller at the end.
That's because he watched the movies with Michael Ealy and said, "I can do one."
Where
Trevante Rhodes at?
Trevante wasn't even in the thriller part. That's what's crazy. He was locked up. First off, we're talking about a man going to prison for something. There's no court scenes.
Nigga just got locked up.
We just hear that he's locked up. Kelly Rowland goes to Dominican. They're looking for a lady that's supposed to be dead. She sent her homeboy Ron Rico. You know Ron Rico. Okay.
So, that nigga from Sister.
He used to date.
The dark skinned nigga?
No, the other nigga.
Yeah.
Send him to Mexico to look for the lady, any kind of signs, because that's where she's from. But it just so happened when Kelly go to the Dominican Republic, she sees the lady working at a fucking hotel. And then so she calls her brother-in-law, who was the prosecutor, so they were going against each other in the case. Like, oh, you put him in jail for no reason. So-and-so is here. He's like, oh, come home. We miss you, blah, blah, blah. She goes home. Next thing you know, their family's trying to kill her. It was horrible.
No, I think the funny part is this is the first time I'm actually hearing about the movie. Because everybody on Twitter just kept saying it was bullshit.
Yeah.
Dumb shit. And they kept posting sex scene. So it's like, that's all I'm hearing. That's all I'm seeing. But this is the first time I'm actually hearing what the movie is. It's just like,
Let me make it make sense.
No, don't.
They don't. You can't.
Let me make it make sense.
Don't waste your time.
Because that shit, that's just the ending. Like, it just, the last 10 minutes just goes into a horror movie. After her film. And Miss Mississippi in it, though, if that counts.
Duh. This makes people saying that Kev on stage is the straight Tyler Perry. This makes that shit so much fun. Because I feel like Kev at least tries. Or at least Kev is smart enough to make all his content unscripted. Churchy's his first time doing like full scripted content. So we're going to see how that works. Because he put it on BT. He put it in the right place for it. A show about out of his league pastor trying to get hip with the kids and the young folks.
What show is this?
Churchy.
I ain't seen it.
The poster or whatever for it looked like a
generic BT Plus show.
Yeah. But I didn't know that's what it was about.
Yeah, so when when he wrote it was he wants his own church. His dad gives it to some other nigga in the church. So now he goes, oh, well, I'm going to leave my state and go start a church somewhere else. And so now it's just him trying to like turn his church around. So he has his homeboy. He has his homeboy, you know, they doing it and they like trying to use social media and they're trying to bring in people. They're trying to do stuff with the church. So That's it. But he had it on his website for like a year. Then he sold it to BET. Well, because that sounds like some BET content.
It sure do.
Some bullshit.
Hey, shout out to Kev. On the terms of niggas moving up, shout out to Kev. Issa Rae got HBO Max. She got HBO now, and Kev got BET.
She still technically got her deal over there, but she's trying to get her own studio. She's trying to get her own streaming service now.
I would too if all my shit got canceled.
Why did you cancel my shit?
That's what happened with
all. I ain't seen rap shit though, so I don't know how good it was.
I ain't seen rap shit. This nigga be watching all the gay shit.
Now why that gotta be gay? Cause Blue in it.
Name a straight man that supports the City Girls.
Any of them that like looking at them?
Enough to watch them in a show.
Chameleon from Miami for real.
Chameleon fine as hell.
I don't know who that is.
She sing that song twerk for me.
you lost me completely.
She from Miami though.
I did know that, but you lost me.
But that's what I'm saying. Rap shit was just a caricature of the City Girls.
It was
it's just like,
but it legit never went anywhere.
I don't doubt it's a good show, cause sure, maybe, but I've never heard any plot points from rap shit. It's just kind of people like, oh, that stud fine, or
Blue been fine.
Oh, these girls crazy, and that's it. Like, that's just, I don't know shit about the show other than girls want to be rappers, and I learned that from the promo.
Yeah.
Not from anybody talking about the show.
All it basically is which is the one that went to jail for scamming? JT? Okay, so for the first season and a half, all it is about how the person based on JT is
avoiding jail.
No, she's broke, working at a hotel, rapping, but her solo music went nowhere. Then she linked up with the one based off Young Miami. They had a hit song that was not good.
Damn, this shit realistic.
So then the girl playing JT scamming all throughout the year, trying to get some money so she can move out and do whatever she got to do. Then the chick that's based on Young Miami fucking trying to get back with her baby daddy, but not get back with him, but trying to fuck other richer niggas. You know, it was ironically.
So this could have been called Miami. This the female because, Atlanta.
No, oh hell no. Oh hell no. No.
We can say many things about Donald Glover, but we're gonna respect Atlanta.
There we go.
Did you watch
Yes, it was actually pretty good. You was about to say Mr. and Mrs. Smith, right?
I would.
Alright, just making sure that he ain't had no other bullshit out there.
You said it's good?
Yeah.
Okay.
And this is why I say it's good. Everybody acts like the original movie was like some big masterpiece. It wasn't. It was just Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie were like the hot thing. That's it. They're just two hot white people. This show was actually about motherfuckers being spies. It wasn't about two hot people that just looked at each other and said, I gotta kill you. You might be trying to kill me. Oh my God.
So you agree with Donald Glover about the promotion of interracial relationships? Is that what you're saying?
I got a phone call. Oh, look, it's that bullshit. Hello? Yes, he is back on that bullshit again. Actually, that was some debt collectors from my mama. Get it out the grave, fuck nigga.
How do you go get that? They want you to pay for it.
No, they say they don't want me to pay for it, but they keep calling me.
Yeah, what else the block
we got to talk about? The social security number is finna get recycled.
No, don't say that. I don't want nobody to have my mama's social security number.
That's what happened.
I got some bad news for you.
I can't stand you island people. Speaking of, because I gotta get you something. Y'all talk.
Okay.
Y'all listen to the smooth jazz reviews from Tati and that fat fuck nigga.
That's crazy.
Bro, your shirt two sizes too small, bro. Stop mama. Wearing those mediums.
That's medium.
That what it is? Damn.
Let's see, what do I have for us to do in the meantime? Let's see if I got some guest of songs we can sing. I'll be playing this at work, okay? I'll be making all the niggas play it with me. All the guys in there. Hey, guess the song. We got one guy that never knows anything. I'd be like, Josh, what is going on? He don't know nothing. Dang, I wasn't ready today. Have you seen the Vince Staples show?
No, I need to, but ain't nobody gonna let me use they Netflix.
Oh no, Netflix be acting crazy. Talking about some assist your house.
Yeah, so I can't watch. So now I gotta load the Fire Stick right back up.
Who you got your phone with? Who you got your phone
with? AT&T.
Oh no.
Damn. What y'all don't know is I'm about to leave them and go to Straight Talk.
Straight Talk.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
Yeah, look, this bill $200, man, for no reason.
Yeah, just because, look, for HBO Max, no thank you.
One thing I hate is, because the mic's still on, people are really about to hear how long it takes me to walk across my house.
And they also going to hear how hard you breathing.
Ain't nobody breathing hard, nigga.
I'm going to open this off camera,
bro. No. Open that on camera, nigga.
I don't know what it is.
I make sure my name ain't out there. go ahead and make sure, you know. People know what's going on around here. I don't want that fucking elbow to snap over. I want people to stop disrespecting you on camera, man.
You know it's crazy. I think I got this exact same shirt already in a long sleeve.
I was afraid. I was like, I don't know how much of this shit this nigga already got. Let me tell y'all a funny ass story about this nigga in basketball.
Bro, you need to let that shit go. You need to let that shit
so,
go.
About 20 years ago, my little brother was playing basketball.
20 years ago.
It wasn't that long. It was like maybe like...
I said we had to be like 19.
Okay.
Damn, X was small then. Yeah.
So, we had went. My brother was playing basketball, and I had took him to practice, and this nigga just didn't have shit to do that day. So, he was like, all right, I'll roll with you. So we're there, and my brother and his team is playing. They was like, oh, well, they don't have enough players for, like, defense. So they said, hey, can some of the older siblings and the parents come down and help us out? All they wanted us to do was just stand there and put our hands out or put our hands up. That's it. Just force the kids to either pass, shoot, do whatever. Mm-hmm. Don't touch them. Don't, like, run up on them. Just basically be in their way. Just be big and in their way. One of them kids went for the shot. This nigga here blocked the fuck out of this kid's shot.
Oh my God.
Grabbed the ball, ran all the way down court.
And missed that damn layup.
And then missed the layup, but then he kept missing. They just said, man, fuck it. And so now it's the kids laughing because it's like.
Kicked you out.
The kids are laughing because I was like, this grown dude wasn't supposed to do nothing. He just slapped the shit out of this kid's shot. So that's already funny. Then he kept going. So everybody's just cracking up. But then when he started missing the layup, everybody was just sitting there like, damn, how long this shit gonna take? That nigga said, man, something wrong with that ball. This is no regulation. He said, come on, check up. So I'm just sitting there like, nigga, you ain't getting my car after this.
But I'm gonna tell you what, didn't nobody score.
Were they not like 11?
What, the kids?
Yeah.
No, that was like 9-10.
That's even worse. Yeah.
Did nobody score? And you know what's crazy? Literally 2 years after that, I went into coaching.
Dog, that shit was so fucking... Because it was out of nowhere. Like, I'm dead ass like... Because my brother had the ball. So I'm sitting in front of my brother like, yeah, little fat bastard. I'm going to get you.
Oh, wow.
And then my brother goes, Andre, you're not better than me. You're just tall. So me and my brother are talking shit because that's my baby brother. And then this fool, they pass the ball around all our ears. I turn around, that nigga running. I said, dog, ain't no way this nigga just did that. But, hey, that shit made me laugh. You, I mean, you did it with full confidence.
Mm-hmm. I just knew. But I was like, bro, I know I'm not going to dunk. So I was like.
Just go for the layup?
Yeah, just go for the layup. Miss.
I don't think.
And then you know what's crazy?
I don't think I could have dunked. Well, I can't remember if the goal was lowered or not.
I would jump in and say, bro. Looking back on it, I don't even think that was a regulation goal. I probably could have made that damn dunk.
Because I said, if it was just slightly lowered, yeah, I probably could have got up there. Because that's one thing. I could dunk. That bitch just wasn't going to be pretty. Like, I could get up there. The ball going in. But it wasn't going to be pretty. Now, I can barely get halfway up the net, man. My knees do not jump like they used to.
Your knees, huh? It's not the extra 100 pounds. It's the knees. Okay.
Ain't even that bad. Actually, yeah. From ninth grade, I'm probably like a little over 100 pounds heavier than freshman year of high school. What about you, big ass nigga?
90 pounds since graduation in 12th grade.
Oh, yeah, you was heavier. We just talked about you was heavy. I went into high school at 95 pounds.
I graduated at 160.
I graduated 139, 130, no, like 120. And then I got like 10 in college. And then by the time I joined, I was like 139, 140. I almost didn't make it in. I almost like didn't let me into the army because I was underweight. But they looked at me, because you got to be naked. Well, you got to be in your underwear. So when they looked at me, they saw pecs, abs, muscles. They was like, you're just small. You're not sickly. You're just small. Yeah. So they let me in. And then 30 pounds, 35 pounds in basic.
So you had to be naked? What kind of test y'all were doing?
They just had to make sure you wasn't hiding nothing.
Nigga was in that Diddy army.
That nigga going down. Oh.
He definitely is.
Speaking of Young Miami.
Okay.
Oh, all her tweets fucking that investigation up.
She tried to clear her Instagram. I was like, it's not going to work.
Nah, bro.
They already got that case on you.
They already got the screenshots of you talking about some damn, you will eat a bitch. If I wanted you to eat my pussy, Diddy would have had you on your knees. That is the worst thing to tweet when your nigga's in, under investigation for the shit he under investigation for.
Well, you know, if she wasn't such a bird, you know, I would have more sympathy for her, but.
Somebody said, this is why JT ain't been around her as much. It said, JT probably peeped that weird shit and said, nah. But then somebody said, also, she's dealing with Uzi, so is she really too far from the weird shit?
Right. But it's just like, one's just like a weirdo. Maybe gay. Tasha,
you dating, maybe
gay.
You dating Uzi?
No.
You like your man to be flamboyant?
Not at all. You can't be more flamboyant than me.
Okay.
Tasha's like 2 times bigger than Uzi.
What's the gayest your man can get before you like, nah, you too much like me?
I don't need my nigga having any gay.
And I don't mean like actual gay. I just mean like on the spectrum of like.
Okay, if he go get.
Like out of everybody that's been like accused of getting like Uzi, Cardi.
Usher.
That's the gayest your man can be?
Yeah.
But he was really getting fucked in the ass.
Yeah, but all the ladies love him.
I must say, that's the funny thing about Usher. That's like, damn, because, yeah, he doesn't
like it don't matter
he doesn't do
does,
gay shit,
right.
But technically the rumors is that nigga's just straight up doing the gayest thing,
like,
which is having sex with men.
Was humping him.
Nah, they wasn't humping. They was just butt naked wrestling over a bowl of Frosted Flakes.
Yeah, at his young age.
Dog, that nigga Kevin Hart said, hey, yo, what the fuck?
It's like it don't matter what Usher do. He can have herpes. He can go
Usher really just
ass,
be like walking through the allegations.
And people really just love him. So as gay as Usher.
They said, Usher dick burning. And he be having sex with men. And Usher said, but look at these skates, baby. And
okay.
They said, ooh, Usher and them skates.
Okay, they overlook everything when it comes to him.
Who else has walked through the allegations? NBA Youngboy?
Oh, no, thank you.
That nigga has walked through all the, because at first it was just the herpes. And now it's like, that nigga be doing like weird emo shit.
Yeah.
But even the emo people are like, nah, that nigga just needs help.
Yeah.
That's not emo. Just because he painted his nails black, don't make, no, that's not us.
And
we don't claim
he's
that.
Just, I don't know if he's faking depression or got real depression.
I mean, I don't doubt he has real depression.
You doubt he has real depression?
I don't doubt he has real depression.
I'm going to say, if you're on a 3-year house arrest, I'm sure he does.
Yeah, yeah.
To be posting medicine like you finna.
Dog, that nigga laid out on the ground with the medicine in front of him like this. I seen that. I don't know, what the fuck is this?
It's
this
like
this your favorite rapper?
Because you might be depressed for real. But don't play with nobody's trauma.
But it's just people be doing, fuck that alarm, goddamn. But
I bet my dog going crazy right now. He hates this alarm.
Is your dog in the car?
No, he's at home.
Oh.
But I didn't know he made noise until, because he never barks unless he see other dogs. But one day we was just chilling and this alarm came on and he started howling. And he does it every time it comes on.
How you not notice that? Are you just never around your dog at noon?
On Saturdays, I would never, when I first moved down here, I would never be here because I didn't have friends. so I would always go home. So
one Saturday, yeah, you're actually living in Columbus now.
Yeah, so yeah. One Saturday when I was actually in Columbus, like, did not go home. I never knew these sirens even went off. I was like, what the fuck? And then maybe a couple weeks later, because I still wouldn't be at the house, like I'd be at the nail salon or something, this man is just howling. And I'm like, that is crazy.
That reminds me of the first time I came back from Afghanistan. And this alarm went off, and I about lost my shit.
Oh.
It wasn't even PTSD. It was more so, I like legitimately forgot where I was. Because I heard the alarm. And I was like, oh shit, am I not back home? I thought I was in America. And I was like, oh, that's always been a thing. Okay, yeah, I'm good.
That's crazy.
Because I have very vivid dreams. Mm-hmm. So I got scared that it's like, did I imagine coming home? Has this been one long dream and this is my way of waking back up in Afghanistan? No! Plane rides!
That is so sad.
I don't even know how fucked up shit is until I say it to other people and they be like, hey, Dre, you hey, brother, that ain't it.
Nigga thought he was finna wake up and niggas was dropping bombs on his ass.
I slept Let's through a bomb. Start
dropping bombs.
I slept through many mortar attacks, but it was one where I had went to work and we sitting there and it was like, man, it got crazy last night, right? I'm like, oh shit, something happened last night on shift. And it was like, yeah, like they got so close. I said, got close to what happened. It was like, we got attacked.
Oh my God.
I said, we got attacked. When? It's like, yeah, we got attacked. It was like, one of the bombs went off like next to the barracks. I said, what barracks went off? And the master sergeant was like, are you telling me that you don't know? He said, one of the bombs went off right by my window. I said, they went off by your window.
Damn, crazy.
Bro. You good? He said, you know, you sleep right next to me. I said, Dancer went off by our window. Mm-hmm. He was like, oh, yeah. He said, if we ever get attacked, I know I can't trust you to come save me.
You know what's crazy? I believe every single, because I know how hard you be sleeping, bro.
Dog.
I know how hard you be sleeping.
And it wasn't even like, we wasn't in the same room together. It was like college dorms. Like, it's a long hallway, rooms either side.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently that bitch went off like, right by our window, like right on that outside wall. Because they were like, it's okay if you slept through it or it didn't bother you or it didn't scare you. They said it's the fact you didn't know what happened. I said, hey, listen, I don't sleep long, but when I'm sleep, I'm sleep. Mm-hmm. Them be the heaviest 4 hours of my day.
Mm-hmm. Nigga's a rock, for real.
I woke up because somebody tried to wake me up. That came in my room. It was like back in high school, like maybe 10th, 11th grade. And I was asleep. And I was sleeping on the floor, and I think I was watching, I had One Piece going. So I'm asleep, and I guess these niggas tried to wake me up, and they said I didn't wake up. They was like hitting me, shaking me, slapping me. I didn't wake up.
Nigga didn't call me? I would have tried to help you wake up.
No, they said that, they was like, fuck it, if he gonna be asleep, might as well watch what we want to watch. And they said they grabbed my laptop, and they hit pause. And I woke up and said, hey man, don't be touching my shit. And they just looked at me like, nah, ain't no fucking way that's what woke you up.
You know what, y'all? That's going to be the end of the night for me, y'all. Y'all got it.
It was middle of the day, bro. It was like 2, 3 p.m. I think it was like a Saturday. That's back in them days where I used to sleep on my car. You ever done that? Probably not. You live in a suburban neighborhood. That's real suspicious for you.
To sleep in the car?
On the car.
Oh, on the car.
I used to be out in the country, so I'd come out and I'd put like a blanket on top of my car.
That's crazy.
I'd climb up top and I'd just go to sleep like on top of my car.
Is that peaceful? You ever wake up dewy?
No. It was middle of the day.
Oh, okay.
Also, don't. You meant at night?
Yeah.
You thought I was just going out at night and sleeping on top of my... No.
Looking at the stars or something.
Nah, it'd be like middle of the day. It'd be like, oh, shit. I get up early. So it was like, oh, it's like 7 a.m. It's not too hot out here, so I just go out there. I mean, sometimes I'd go out in the middle of the day, like in fall, August, September, like when it's kind of okay, like 70 degrees out there, and I just sleep on top of my car. Niggas pull up. Dre, come outside. I'm like, nigga, I am outside. I'm like, damn, nigga, what the fuck?
That's crazy.
Well, how y'all let you see me on top of my car's not that high up. They're like, nigga, we're not looking at the car when we come here. So they drive right past me and like be yelling into my bedroom window. All my friends are chaotic. Rest in peace, my nigga Rambo. All my friends chaotic.
That was a funny nigga boy.
Rambo was hilarious. That nigga had anger issues. That nigga used to cuss his mom out. That shit used to be so funny. Because he was black but white. His daddy was authentic Memphis. Mm-hmm. And his mama was authentic white. German. Like, nigga got deployed overseas and brought her back. She used to tell him to stop cussing so much. That nigga said, I'll stop cussing when you learn to speak fucking English right.
Oh my gosh.
Like, Rambo, you can't be doing that, brother.
You know what's crazy, bro? Every time I be seeing some shit like that, I be like,
dog.
It just be so shocking to me.
Cause that nigga say it with his, but that was his favorite person.
It was.
That nigga loved his mama, except she was authentic German. So that nigga used to, this how you know Rambo was a dickhead. That nigga used to look up Polish recipes and give it to his mom and be like, hey, mama, can you make this for dinner? And she'd go off in German. It was like, nah, Rambo, is your mama a Nazi? He's like, nah. She's not a Nazi. It's just. Germans really don't like Polish. I said, I don't know, man. This seems like a beef that started somewhere around, you know, Nazism. Said, nah, my mom's not a... she's not a Nazi. All right, bro. He's like, she can't be a Nazi. She likes my dad.
That was it. That's it. That's it right there.
He's like, I mean, if she is, she keeps it well hidden. Like, dog, this nigga used to fuck with her. I ain't got shit else to talk about.
I ain't either. I'm starving.
I can't. Like Marvin.
And like that, we go.
So you gonna act like you ain't never heard that saying.
Just disrespecting that nigga Marvin like that?
Whoever he is.